It is April 13th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from today's Hits and Takes section. I grew up using a set of Encyclopedia Britannica my father bought as a resource for countless school papers. Today, rather than a shelf full of alphabetically aligned, beautifully bound look-alike books, Britannica is online and has hired a former John Lothian News editor and John J. Lothian & Company, Inc. executive, Doug Ashburn. Doug has been hired by Britannica as a personal finance editor. He will be leading the charge for the 250-year-old company, helping to build a financial footprint for a subsite of information on investing, trading, saving, budgeting, debt management, retirement planning, and other financial-oriented material. I had the honor of serving as a reference for Doug for this job and told them there was no one that worked for me that would be better prepared to take on this role than Doug. Doug spent 20 years as an option trader on the floors of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange before earning an MBA from the Stewart School of Business at Illinois Tech. JLN hired Doug in 2011 as an intern to help us develop Markets Reform Wiki. He did such a great job on the project, we moved him into other aspects of the operation, which he eventually would run as chief operating officer. Doug has most recently been with content publisher T3 Custom as managing editor, director of strategy and business development, and vice president of editor content. This is a major endeavor for Britannica, and they are off to a good start by hiring Doug. I write all of the above while also disclosing that Doug's wife Nancy is the JJL co-director of administration and finance. Also, Doug felt motivated by the good news of his new job to make a gift to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Now, it would be easy to be cynical about a donation like this, except that Doug was the person we interviewed first for the Open Outcry Traders History Project as an example of what the interviews would be like. And Doug is not the first person to have a job search be aided by new employers viewing a JLN video. So in that sense, the donation makes plenty of sense. Congratulations to Doug on the new job, and thank you for the gift to the GoFundMe campaign. Also, J.J. Kinahan has left TD Ameritrade and joined tastytrade as vice president and chief market strategist. Kinahan has been a popular media presence for TD Ameritrade, which recently merged with Schwab. tastytrade, which is owned by the IG Group presently, is in the midst of being acquired by Crypto.com. Good luck, JJ. Now I know why your newsletter subscription was bouncing. Today, JLN published a video from our Industry Leaders series from FIA Boca 2022 of Citadel Securities' Troy Kane. Troy has an interesting story, as does Citadel Securities. The latest edition of the Full FX Disruptor series, Episode 3 by Colin Lambert, features LMAX Group CEO David Mercer. You can watch with a link in today's newsletter. Our spotlight for FIA 2022 Hall of Fame inductees is on Stephen Spark. There's a link in today's newsletter for his Hall of Fame interview. Banjo player and former CFTC chairman J. Christopher Giancarlo will be performing with the Crypto King Band on Saturday night, April 30th, 2022, at what he calls America's oldest tavern, the 76 House in Tappan, New York, 20 minutes north of George Washington Bridge. There's more details in today's newsletter. Kelly Haywood, the Community Impact Manager at Cboe Global Markets, has been selected as the 2022 Executive Service Corp Nonprofit Civic Leader of the Year. The Executive Service Corp is one of the nation's leading nonprofit consultancy services, serving over 1.2 million people each year. I bought some Eli's cheesecake for the daughter of a friend for her birthday and college graduation, master's degree, and now all of my search pages are filled with pictures of deep dish pizza, cheesecake, thick steaks, and Chicago hot dogs from Taste of Chicago, and I'm not sure how long I can last like this. Sarah Rudolph posts this, ICYMI, the FIA, is holding a webinar on Thursday, April 21st, called Q1 2022 Trends in Futures and Options Trading. FIA Senior Vice President of Publications, Data, and Research, Will Ackworth, will discuss the topic with two experts from the Futures Execution Desk at Morgan Stanley. The webinar takes place at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's the video. Citadel's Troy Kane discusses the growth of retail trading. Citadel wades into crypto and its growth in Asian markets. Troy Kane got his start when he was 14 years old, working on the trading floors of the Chicago Board of Trade for his mother's company and clerking for locals. My first job was to collect the trading cards every 15 minutes and tally up positions, Kane said. So if you were wrong, you were usually fired that day. You better not be wrong. I did that every summer in high school and learned the business from the ground up. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Business Insider. The headline, almost 75% of financial advisors surveyed say a spot crypto ETF would make them likely to invest clients' money in digital assets. Exchange-traded funds tied to spot prices of cryptocurrencies would prompt a majority of financial advisors to put their clients' money to work in digital assets, a NASDAQ survey found. 72% of advisors would invest in crypto if a spot ETF product were available, according to the survey of 500 advisors who are currently or considering allocating to digital assets. My comment. Gary O'Gary, this poll is for you. Here's a press release from IG Group. Trading and securities veteran J.J. Kinahan joins TastyTrade, appointment to enhance Tasty's implementation of product and expansion of strategies. IG Group, a global fintech at the forefront of online trading, today announced that Joe J.J. Kinahan has been appointed to the newly created roles of Vice President and Chief Market Strategist of TastyTrade, which is a key leadership position focused on accelerating the growth of the business by using his significant trading experience and market knowledge to identify and exploit new opportunities. J.J.'s role is effective as of April 11th, and he will be Chicago, Illinois-based. My comment. J.J. goes from IG to a tastier venture to pitch investments and trading. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Cryptocurrency guru sentenced to more than 5 years in prison over North Korean trip. Virgil Griffith previously pleaded guilty to conspiring to violate a U.S. law by giving a presentation in North Korea on using blockchain to evade sanctions. A cryptocurrency expert who gave a presentation in North Korea on how to use blockchain technology to evade U.S. sanctions was sentenced to 63 months in prison Tuesday. Virgil Griffith, 39 years old, pleaded guilty in September to one count of conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which prohibits U.S. citizens from exporting goods, services, or technology to sanctioned countries, including North Korea. Federal prosecutors accused the former Ethereum Foundation researcher of jeopardizing U.S. diplomacy and weakening economic sanctions intended to pressure a hostile foreign power. My comment. Some people should read the small print on those export notices. Here are the top three stories from yesterday's JLN. Our most clicked link on Tuesday was to an explanation of burying the lead. Why do we bury the lead? From Merriam-Webster. The link was in a paragraph at the top about William Nottenbelt, CME Group's senior managing director, head of international, who's retiring at the end of this year. Second was Patrick Young's IPO-vid on YouTube, a new code for market structure in which he interviews Tirani Dariati, the CEO of Vermiculus Financial Technology. Third was DTC building industry's first prototype to support digital U.S. currency in the clearing and settlement process as part of digital dollar Project Effort, a press release from the DTCC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The headline, Russian tech industry faces brain drain as workers flee. Since their country invaded Ukraine, Russian tech workers have left by the thousands. They appear intent on rebuilding their lives and businesses in other countries. In early March, days after Russia invaded Ukraine and began cracking down on dissent at home, Konstantin Sinayushin, a venture capitalist in Riga, Latvia, helped charter two planes out of Russia to help people flee. Both planes departed from Moscow, carrying tech workers from the Russian capital as well as St. Petersburg, Perm, Ekaterinburg, other cities. Together, the planes moved about 300 software developers, entrepreneurs, and other technology specialists out of the country, including 30 Russian workers from startups backed by Mr. Sinayushin. Here's another story from Bloomberg. U.S. cyber firms seek tech standards as Russian hacking fears grow. Lobbying groups said it will push for cybersecurity standards. Efforts come amid increased threats to U.S. energy sector. A group of cybersecurity companies that specialize in securing critical infrastructure said Tuesday they've formed a lobbying group to push for technological standards among the private sector and government. The Operational Technology Cybersecurity Coalition said it will directly work with the U.S. government to share the feedback on policy proposals and adopt uniform technological standards for securing places such as pipelines and industrial facilities. Founding members include Clarity Inc., Tenable Holdings, Honeywell International Inc., Nozomi Networks Inc., and Forescout Technologies Inc. And here's a story from Yahoo Finance. A new world order for the stock market is coming, explains BlackRock CIO. Making money in the stock market will likely look different over the next few years compared to the low interest rate era seen from the low end of the great financial crisis, says BlackRock CEO of the U.S. Fundamental Equities Tony DeSpirito. It's a real big deal, says DeSpirito. On Yahoo Finance Live, DeSpirito explains that since the end of the financial crisis, the economy has experienced very low growth, very low inflation, and very low rates. But those factors largely ended during the pandemic, with that regime being one with high inflation, with a love for stay-at-home stocks. Now things are changing once more as home prices have shot higher at this point in the pandemic. Stock prices are elevated. The unemployment rate is sub 4 and interest rates are headed upward. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please consider writing a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial on johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.